Meanwhile, a key trial has been suspended just minutes after opening. An Egyptian judge has suspended the trial of the country's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi. The suspension reportedly came after Morsi and 14 other defendants began shouting that they didn't recognize the authority of the court. Mohamed Morsi, three of his aides, and 11 Muslim Brotherhood members are standing trial for allegedly inciting violence, which left 10 protesters dead in December. The Muslim Brotherhood has called the charges fabricated, urging its supporters to pour onto the streets in protest. Security is currently tight in Egypt, with some 20,000 policemen deployed to the streets. The Brotherhood's supporters are demonstrating in several cities and outside the venue of the trial. Reports say at least 20 pro-Morsi protesters have been arrested during clashes in the port city of Alexandria. To get the latest on that, we're now joined by Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us now on the line from the Egyptian capital. Karim, give us the latest.
Yes, Wahar. The anti-coup alliance led by the Muslim Brotherhood is holding rallies outside almost every court in Egypt, not only in Cairo, but also outside courts in other governorates around the country to denounce what they deem as an unfair trial of Mohamed Morsi. And as the inside the atmosphere inside the courthouse, it was very tense. And as the Egyptian judge was calling on Mohamed Morsi, was calling on Mohamed Morsi as a defendant. Mohamed Morsi has said that he is Egypt's legitimate president, and that the Egyptian judge heading over the panel is illegitimate. And this was also this reply has also resonated among the other defendants who were present inside the cage alongside Mohamed Morsi. And the trial was resumed after it was suspended for a short time as the crowd was roaring inside the courthouse, and the Egyptian judge has lost control over the session. As I mentioned, the anti-coup alliance is holding nationwide protests around the country and outside the Supreme Constitutional Court, where the protesters have gathered in their thousands. And also there are clashes taking place between the supporters and opponents of Egypt's deposed president Mohamed Morsi that have been taking place in the city of Sharqiyah. And also the clashes had erupted between the supporters of Mohamed Morsi and those backing the military in the coastal city of Alexandria. And the security forces had intervened and fired tear gas and have detained dozens of the anti-coup demonstrators as part of its crackdown on the anti-coup alliance and the sympathizers with Mohamed Morsi. So the situation in Egypt, Wahar, is fluid as Mohamed Morsi is standing trial, what he deems as an illegitimate trial and an illegitimate panel, which came as a subsequence or as a response to a bloody military coup that has ousted Egypt's first democratically elected president.
Okay, Karim, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks for that. Well, the Egyptian court has adjourned the Morsi trial to January the 8th. That is breaking news that we're just getting in right now. Again, the Egyptian court has adjourned the Morsi trial to January the 8th.